Chapter 1. Summer in the city was one of RJ's favorite times. There was always something fun to do to escape the summer heat. He liked to duck into air-conditioned museums. He liked to run through the open fire hydrants on the side streets. He even played a little hopscotch and kickball with some of the kids on the block. Joey had lots of water guns that he liked to fill up and chase RJ around with. But by far, the most important part of summer was knowing exactly when the ice cream truck would roll through. The ice cream truck, Mr. Pip's, covered a lot of blocks, so if RJ wasn't downstairs waiting for it, it would be too late to catch it. It was hard to miss. Dark red with big pictures of ice cream cones and popsicles on the side. RJ and Joey would do odd jobs for the residents of the apartment building, like taking out the trash or watering plants, to earn enough extra money to get an ice cream just about every day. So no matter how much fun they had playing in the fire hydrant or chasing each other with water guns, they always made sure that they were outside of the apartment building at exactly 2:30 when the ice cream truck would come. Every day, at exactly the same time, Mr. Pip's truck would roll by playing the craziest tune. It sounded like a mixture of Twinkle Twinkle and Take Me Out to the Ball Game. It was a funny song, but it was one that made RJ very happy. Mr. Pip had the best ice cream in the entire city, and he only came around in the summer. Mr. Pip himself was a man with a bald head, a big bushy brown mustache, and an Irish accent that made everything he said sound a little funny. RJ liked him and looked forward to seeing him each day.
"All right, Joey, we have to hurry," RJ said as he glanced at his watch. "Mr. Pip will be here soon."
They shut off the video game they had been playing and took the elevator from the floor of RJ's apartment to the lobby. RJ and Joey waved to Hensley, who waved back and slipped RJ a dollar.
"A mint crunchy, please," he whispered.
Hensley would never be caught buying from the ice cream truck while he was on duty, but RJ always made sure to help him get a treat.
"You got it,"
RJ grinned. Joey tagged right along beside RJ. Joey was younger than RJ. During the summer, he spent most of his time with RJ because his mother was at work. He was a good little detective's assistant, and RJ didn't mind him hanging around.